Are you ready to seek more than life has to offer? Are you looking to transform your business and your motherhood? Welcome to Building the Abundant Woman podcast. We're going to talk business growth, mastering the mindset of entrepreneurship, relatability of motherhood, growing kids, and a business while walking away with actionable tips. Here we discuss abundance in all areas of life and walk away with gratitude that is larger than life. I'm your host, Samantha Cook. And let's dive in. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast. Today is a special episode. I probably say that way too often, but it is. And we're talking about what it feels like when it's time to level up. So one of the things I have been going through is now a scaling season with my business. And so I want to take you guys on a trip firsthand doing all of this with me. So when I started the year up, I had a huge month in January, and it was like really a momentum building time. And I realized very quickly that I was going to bottleneck very fast. And so when we start looking at our capacity for our business before we have to add team members, before we have to start hiring or outsourcing or delegating or any of that, we have to realize why we're doing what we're doing. And so when it comes to that time of like, oh wow, like it is really time for me to take that next level, like take this to the next level. And so what I did, of course, is always the really scary things. You're like, okay, I just learned as much as I possibly could the last time I invested in myself. I maxed out every bit of that experience. And so now I have an option of take on more or continue to just do what I'm doing, grind out my business and do this. And so with websites, there's a number of ways you can grow that business. Is one through freelancing, increasing your prices, as well as going more of the agency style, which is what I have opted to do, is bringing on a team, being able to delegate things off and do that so I can scale and grow that business. Because one, it's like, hey, that's an opportunity to bring one, more women up with me, and the opportunity for me to bring in even better people that know more than I do, that can like take their talents to the next level, is just like, that is an incredible opportunity, because not everyone out there is going to be Entrepreneur of the Year. Some people are meant to just be workers, and that's okay. It's like not everybody wants that risk and that and those types of things, and those people are out there. And so when we provide an opportunity for them to come in and shine, then we need to take those opportunities. And so this is why when you are branding yourself and what you are thinking when it comes to starting your business is really important. And I always talk about having a firm foundation with your website, of really growing and scaling. So I never dreamed, really until the like last couple months, that I would be turning this into an agency. I just really thought it would be like me doing my thing, maxing myself out, all that kind of stuff, which is totally fine. And that's something that people, like some people really want for their business. And I'm totally here for it too. But what I opted to do is like, I'm going to have to really like turn and make a huge pivot and turn this into a brand versus just a freelancing business like what I had. So the really cool part is like I knew how to make the money. Like I knew how to have a five-figure month. But one of the big things is I couldn't do it consistently because of the work. So it was like I would do it and then I would work and then I wouldn't have time to get myself out there and do those other things. So I had to like basically slow down my leap. So then I would finish up projects and then I'd be like, oh man, I need to like get more coming in, which I can do. And that's the beautiful part of it is like, I can always find that work, but I would rather grow this not only to support me, but to support other families too, of people who are really looking for that stability. And that's what I was trying to create with my business. And so I knew. And I could feel it because I was resisting it really hard. And I don't know if you've done anything where you have felt the resistance, but you've had so much peace about it. That is exactly where I've been like the last 6 weeks of my life. So just a little recap, just to share some things with you guys, is I hired my coach one-on-one. I went from her mastermind, I went to working on with her one-on-one because I knew that I had learned so much through the mastermind. I was like, if this is what that did for me, I'm gonna do this. And I also knew I had the momentum going and to make this happen too. So that was one of the big things. But two is like, now I gotta legitimately turn this into a brand. I don't know if you're like me, but I did a logo on Canva, do it yourself. I get it. Humble beginnings. We've all been there. But when you're ready to up level, it's not going to serve you in the same way, because what got you here won't get you there. So that's where I had to go in. I hired a gal to do my branding, and really so we could take this to the next level. Because when you look at your website and you're like, man, is this a six-figure brand? And I couldn't honestly look at myself and say that, even though I could make six figures with it and like no doubt about it, no questions asked, could I absolutely make six figures with it? Yes. Does that mean it's going to be a easy, like, continuous process? Probably not. Because it was just going to have to be continually showing my work, going, getting myself out there, versus what people, like, they would come and they're like, hey, this is great. Because it's like, you have to understand there's like this level of like, there's what I have, and if somebody has like the next step up, like it looks much better. And don't get me wrong, I'm not a bad web designer. I just didn't have a lot of time and was more focused on getting clients than I was like doing my thing. And so it was good enough. It was good enough to get going, because the work I was doing for other people was well outshining the work that I had on my own website. And so that was one of the things. So as I'm just being very honest with you guys, it's like, I totally get when people are like, oh, I don't have the money for a website. It's like, if I didn't have that skill, neither would I. So, but that's where the grind comes in. And that's where sometimes you have to take a bet on yourself. Because a lot of times people are unwilling to spend the money because it's scary. And that's where that resistance is. But do you have peace about the resistance? Because I had a lot of peace about the resistance. And so when I did that, is I was just able to go in, say, hey, this is what I'm going to make happen. This is what has to happen to take care of this. And I went in and I just had to pay to get it done. Because I was like, I am at this point where this is no longer serving me for the level that I'm going to. And so I think a lot of times when we look at our business, we're like, this is not serving me to the level that I am going to. Like, I've capped out with everything I can do here. So now I need to take it to the next level. And it's so wonderful when I get to connect with people who are just like very zoned in on what they do. And it makes it so much easier because the pressure is just totally off. And so when I say that, is like, I'm hiring a graphic designer that literally only does graphic design and branding. And so that's a huge thing for me as we start to go into, is like, I only do websites. I'm not trying to sit here and sell you a logo. I'm not sitting here trying to do all this. But what I am trying to make sure that you do is that you have a website that is working to funnel your people through your website. And so that's, you know, for me, it was like that notion right there of like taking myself to the next level. What is that going to look like? Was really what inspired me to create my membership. Because here's the deal. I get, not everybody has the capacity for that, but everybody has the need in their business for a funnel. And what can they do with that funnel is like, that's why I created the Digital Abundance Club. It's launching in April. So if you want to get on the wait list, just go to the show notes. That's where the link will be. And go get on the wait list there. Go get my free masterclass. But what you want to do is, one, go through the masterclass so you can get an idea of what it is I do. But two is like, then you can take the membership, the Digital Abundance Club, and we're going to take that to the next level. So I'm going to be doing live audits in that group. So basically, I'll hop on live. You'll register. Everyone will get a turn to get their website audited. We'll go through. We'll talk about why things are working and why they're not working. You'll get the emails. You'll get the things that you need to make sure that your funnel is working. And so the strategy behind it is we're going to talk through it. We're going to break it all down. You're going to get so much information, which, okay, like alone, the emails are literally that value right there. But getting told exactly what you need to do with your website to take yourself to the next level and how to communicate with your ideal client through your website is going to be just like life-changing for all these people who are like, hey, I don't have a lot to invest right now, but I'm ready to go to the next level and I need to go to the next level. So it's going to be a great opportunity for people to share on that. So through that, like through my own journey, I realized that there were people that needed what I was feeling. Like, oh, I really don't want to invest in this. I don't really want to do this yet. But you got to, because I've tapped out all the free stuff. Now it's time I've got to invest. And so through that is like getting all my branding done, getting all of that taken care of, because now I should be set for the next couple of years. Like really to take this business to grow it and scale it, because that's why we're investing in our business anyways, is like we got to take those big scary leaps and take all of these things that we're putting together, because it's going to take us to the next level. So one big thing I want you to take away from this episode is don't be scared to invest in yourself and in your business. While it feels scary, if you need options, send me a message on Instagram. I'll tell you exactly what I did. So DM me at Build Your Brain with Sam. I'll tell you exactly what I did to finance my business, and it's probably not what you think it's going to be. But through that weird little way that I financed my business, it made me just be able to take leaps and bounds and get some things happening that I really needed to happen, and it changed the face of my business. And so when I want you guys to take that next level, don't be scared to up-level your business, because when you feel that resistance, if you feel resistance with peace, that's telling you that it's time. And so don't be afraid to do the big scary things. Don't be afraid to invest in yourself. So take from today is like, one, I talk about websites all the time, but did mine need a facelift? Yes, it did. Absolutely. Because my direction in my business was changing. It was pivoting. So now I've got to pivot all of my stuff to fit the need that it's now filling. So I went from freelancer to setting up an agency model within 4 weeks. And so now we have to pivot and create that. And so don't be afraid when those things happen. It's like, that's the points in which you need to invest, because usually when you invest, that's where you make more. And so through all this, if you are wondering how you're going to win with your business and do all that, definitely the link is in the show notes for my free masterclass of winning with your website. Take that, run with it, work really hard on it, and then hop on the wait list for the Digital Abundance Club, as we're going to take things to the next level in your business in 2024. So I hope you guys have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Becoming the Abundant Woman podcast. We're so glad you're here. Just take the time to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you're listening, so that way we can share the show with more people. Also, make sure and DM Sam the word win on Instagram at Build Your Brand with Sam. And so we can get you over the Winning with Your Website Masterclass, pushing your business towards more abundance and moving you towards becoming an abundant woman. Have an amazing day.